Could you describe the detail of the Four Noble Truths? What are they? How do we apply to real modern lives? Well, real modern lives do have dukkha. We could spend the whole 10 days talking about details of the Four Noble Truths and say it is the container. But I think is that recognition of that there is dukkha, in the sense of dukkha being stress, suffering, discontent, dis-ease, dissatisfaction, and that there is a cause, and that there is a cessation, and that there is a path, a practice leading to that cessation. So that when we start to look at things from the perspective of the Four Noble Truths, then, and especially in a modern life, you know, there's so much distraction that we're either impinged on or we have available to us to distract ourselves, so that to recognizing that many of these things that pull us where our mind keeps going is actually not peaceful or satisfying, and we have an option, and it's not about, say, the Four Noble Truths of me being the one who suffers, but it's more like this is an opportunity to understand causal processes, so we can step back from the position of me here and the world outside, which is either confusing or enticing me.